Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast. I've met many people over the years who have failed and given up. The point of this podcast is to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. Welcome back to the Fail Forward podcast. The number one skill that a director business owner needs in their business is sales. It's one of the things that people get fearful of the most is sales, but it solves so many problems. If you want to grow your business, you need to be able to sell. If you've got a cash flow problem, you need to sell some more. If you've got a profit problem, you need to sell some more. If you've got a client issue, you need to sell some more. Like, sales is the number one skill any business owner should have, and they need to be able to lead from the front. Now, Matt Elwell from the Elite Closing Academy is one of my mentors, and he teaches how to sell in a really nice, nice isn't the right word, but a really morally sound way to be able to lead somebody in the right way to your product. But that aside, away from the skill of sales, one of the number one bits of advice I can give around sales is it's all about output. The more you put out, the more sales that you do, the more sales you'll create. One of the challenges becomes with sales is that we've all been in a position where we've had a salesperson give us a bad opinion about sales. And I think that's where a lot of people get challenged with sales, that they don't want to do it. And what I've seen over the years, I've employed lots of salespeople and they've got phone phobia, and they end up spending 3 hours writing a LinkedIn status or trying to do some marketing. So one of the first things we've got to understand is that marketing isn't sales. Sales isn't marketing. Marketing is something completely different. Sales can be everything from speaking to someone on the telephone, from them an inbound call, that's when sales start, to you meeting them on a job, on site, you're selling then, and to also doing some outbound selling with any warm leads that are coming to you or any cold leads of companies that you're wanting to work for. But the challenge comes is that we've all had that clucky salesman who has just tried to sell us, you know, a TV in Currys or PPI over the phone or something, you know, something that we just don't want. It's the fear of taking someone else's time, because we all know, especially as business owners, how important our time is. Most business owners respect other people's time and also their own time. So in our brains, we think, but I don't like it when someone's taking time out of my day. So I don't want to take time out of someone else's day. So the first thing we've got to understand is that we are not going to be one of those salespeople. We're not phoning them in the evening, knocking on their door when they're at home. We are selling something that we believe in, that is a great service to be able to support and help your potential client. The people that you're going to be speaking to are people that you already qualified, that you know will want your product. For example, if you imagine one of our key products is tree surgery, we deliver tree surgery to the tree surgery industry. We know as a business that we are one of the best tree surgeons. Our tree surgeons are highly skilled, highly trained, with great customer service. We know that we deliver a great service. So it is important for me, and I would be doing, you know, actually a disservice to my potential clients if I didn't let them know about my service. So I can, you know, quite confidently say when I speak to somebody, we will help deliver your tree surgery projects on time and on budget. But if I only know that and I don't tell the world it and I'm just writing LinkedIn posts, then that doesn't mean people are just going to pick the phone up because they've seen a great LinkedIn post. They need to have sales as part of it. So selling tree surgery, it's quite a nice product to sell. It's not offensive to anybody, but it's important that we have a key strategy for sales within our business. And that's going to be phoning someone between the hours of 9 to 5. We're selling business to business. So it's somebody that's in work. We have their telephone number. So they're in work. They're going to pick the phone up. But what I don't do when I start selling is I don't go, hey, how you doing? Yeah, how's your weekend? And how's this? And how's that? And tell me more about your family. Because they'd just be like, what the fuck, Henry? Like, you've just phoned me up. Like, get straight to the point. Hi, like, we're looking to get on your approved supply chain so we can do some tree work for you. And then you get into, you'll hear someone's tone. But the most important thing is that you've got to get your head out of that you're taking up time out of someone else, out of their day. Because if you believe in your product and you know your product is something that's going to help people, like, I believe that people have got problems and you're there to solve them. So one of the key things is to make sure that you do output, that you make sure that you start putting output out there every single day. If you're wanting to grow your business, you need to have sales as the core part. I've met lots of business owners who have been very, very successful over the last decade or so, and all of them have one thing in common. They are good at sales. But they just know that they are the leader of their business, and they need to speak to people to be able to offer their services. So if there's one thing you can take away from today's episode is start doing more sales. If you want to grow your business, if you have a profit problem, a cash problem, a growth problem, whatever it is, start doing more sales. I've tried to employ lots of salespeople over the years, and I've had some good ones, but no one's ever been able to do it as good as me. And that's not because I'm better than anybody else at sales, it's because it means most to me. Like right now, coming back into the business after 3 months off, after having a stroke, my core job right now is sales, because I want to grow my businesses. I want to push forward. We're growing a sales team, but I need to show that I lead from the front. So anybody that comes in and does sales after me, I can show them the way of how I want to do it. But you need to be thinking about daily, like, when you write your list, like, you can keep yourself busy with lots of £10 tasks, but the most challenging one should be at the bit top of your list, and that's doing sales. Because if I offer you the chance of doing sales and licking the pavement, if you don't want to do sales, you'll go and lick the pavement. It's just standard. You know, you've heard eat the frog, you've heard lots of other things about do your most challenging thing each day. Like, if you're going to be doing sales, make sure that you turn off all your devices, you turn off LinkedIn, you turn off your emails, you tell your team to not contact you, and do it over an hour. Just literally write down 30 names and 30 telephone numbers of people that might want your services, and just start phoning. Start with the lukewarm ones, the people that you may know first, and then get to the colder ones. Because I can guarantee you, once you get into it, you will start to have great conversations, and it will make you buzz because you're doing something that's out of your comfort zone. But sales has got to be one of the top things that you do within your business, and don't avoid it. Trust me, I know what it feels like to want to avoid sales. I still do it now. I've done sales for years and years and years in my business. I still try and avoid it, but I have to bring myself back in. When I write my list on a Sunday evening, I put my top three targets for the week. I then have a list of opportunities, and at the top of my list, it always says sales. Sales, self-care, exercise, reading, meditation. That's what it says on top of my pad every single week, because it is the most important things. If you believe in your product, in your business, you need to be telling the world about what you do and how you do it. Don't get caught up in, oh, I'll just send an email, I'll just do a LinkedIn post, I'll just send a WhatsApp. Pick the phone up and start dialing. I hope that's helped. See you soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I'm on a mission to get people to understand that failure is part of the process. So please share this far and wide, like and subscribe.